Well, hello and welcome to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain on what is another milestone episode. We kicked off our last big milestone, which was episode 10, with a signing of a Canadian import. That was Brock Bartholomew, and he's joining us back for episode 20. I say it's been a long time coming. You know, these are just, you know, continuing. You know, we're getting more and more insight each week into the Seahawks. We've got to say thanks very much for joining us, Brock. Pleasure as always to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy I can do this on the right side of the pond this time, not all the way over in Canada.
I see yours wasn't too bad in terms of the time difference. We managed to arrange it pretty well, actually. It was sort of late afternoon for ourselves, and I believe you were up early for a morning. You were up early, but had a night shift, I think, last time we spoke across the pond.
Yeah, worked out pretty good that way.
But and we're also joined by Mighty Davis, of course, as always. We're going to be breaking down those two games that we've seen this week, another two thrillers. Matt, I'm sure you were hoping for some karma action, let's say, this past week. But let's kick it off with that crazy one down at MK on the Wednesday evening. Matt, your thoughts on what turned out to be another thriller? I'm sure, you know, you absolutely hate seeing them have to come from behind, but they, once again, they show the character to do it.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, Wednesday was crazy. I mean, in terms of how we came back and battled back into the game, it was great. You know, the start was not exactly what we wanted, but you know, like we've talked about it, you know, this team's got a little bit of dog in them and some fight in there as well. So, look, I think, you know, this. I keep saying this, but this year's a long slog, and you know, we've had a good start. You know, Sunday was, you know, I thought we played well again, but yeah, Wednesday to get that win early on in there against that team that, you know, everyone is fancying to, you know, be up there again. You know, it was a good statement from us to go there as well. Midweek and do it is even better. So yeah, it was a good night for us. I think, obviously, you know, galvanize the group again, even more, just, you know, getting everyone just on the same page with what we're trying to do. And yeah, we had some big performances that night. It was great to see.
No, certainly was some big performances, and we'll sort of have a look then as we come to sort of continue us at the game breakdown. Brock, I just want to come on to you. We'll come back to you now. That game at MK, of course, Matt just alluded to it. They are another team that a lot of people seem to think will be there at the business end of the season, there or thereabouts, across all three of the trophies that are, you know, there to win. What were your first takes on an MK side? Of course, it's your first time seeing them and playing them.
Yeah, I thought it was a good battle, obviously. I thought the first period was a little tough for us, just shaking out the bus legs and getting into it. But yeah, it was definitely good. Like Maddie said, we showed a lot of character so far this year, and I think that's helped us get through a lot of our games. But yeah, it's definitely a well-coached team. That's going to be a tough challenge come playoffs.
And we spoke to Tom Barry as well last week about the difficulties, mainly as a defenseman, but of course, you know, the whole team takes some responsibility for the team's defensive work. But these first periods where, you know, we're still, of course, Sunday, we did take in the first period lead, but, you know, those first three games, you know, having those, you know, quick moments of action in the first, but in all three of them going in behind. Is it just a case of just figuring out the opponent, you know, early on, or just not quite getting to the races, you know, straight out the traps? Or I was like, it's difficult. And I said, Tom sort of seemed to think that it was just a case of, you know, team still gelling, you know, we're doing all the right things. It's just, you know, sometimes in a game, you know, you will have sort of hot and cold patches, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, beginning of the year, it's always tough, just like you said, meshing with everyone and getting the chemistry going. But I think another factor is also when you're on the road, it's tough, like I said earlier, with the bus leg and stuff and just getting your head into it. So I think we just got to find a better way to kind of weather the storm in those first period or so and kind of get our feet underneath us and then be a little more composed for those first 10, 15 minutes or so. So we don't have to always claw back in the games.
And of course, with the MK game, it was the first and the second period both went 2-1 to MK. So at the end of the second, you know, two goals down. But having been in that position before, you know, twice in the first week, what was Matty sort of saying to the guys, or even sort of, you know, the locker room leaders as well? I know Matty's always said that he's got a lot of experienced heads in the side who can do a lot of the talking for him. What was it sort of like in that locker room before that third period, chasing two goals?
Yeah, I think just a big thing is just not to get down too low, right? Like, everyone knows the game of hockey, something can change in just an instant. So just not getting too low and just kind of keeping it simple, you know, you kind of get into troubles when you try to overcorrect things and try to do too much yourself. But if you just stick to the game plan that Matty puts in place and just keep it simple, I think kind of takes care of itself.
And how have you sort of course, this is more a generalized thing, but, you know, I think this is your, fifth game, wasn't it? Well, MK was your fourth, and then the fifth game was Telford, wasn't it? On the ice with the guys. How are you sort of settling into the style of play?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been real good, you know, getting used to the power play a little more. I've been playing with Stubbly a lot, so just getting used to playing with him and kind of figuring out where I need to be to help him out and vice versa. But yeah, every day it's just been getting that much better, and we've just been focusing on the little things and just, you know, just back to the basics and really just trying to take care of our own end at the minute.
I must say, I must ask you the question. The goal that sort of brought it back to 3-2 in MK, to being awarded to Emil, did you thought you had it at some point, or did you see the tip? Because I'll be honest, a lot of people watching on the stream didn't really notice it at first. They thought it was yours.
No, yeah, I definitely noticed. I had to tell my parents that they thought that I got a goal stolen, but I had a pretty good see that went right off Emil's stick, good hand eye there, and goalie honestly didn't really have a chance. It was just right in front of him. There's nothing you could really do.
But yourself personally had a pretty good game, you know, 3 assists on the night. I won't say slowly. You've dived straight into it, and there's a lot of people, not just Hull fans, people around the league who sort of already noticed sort of how quickly you've got to grips with, you know, the British game and starting to make an impact in this league.
Yeah, I know it's been a good transition. Like last year I was playing on the Olympic sized ice already on Sweden. So I think that little learning curve wasn't really there this year. And yeah, it's just been real good. The guys have been getting the puck to me at the blue line. And I feel like with the big zones, it gives you lots of time to kind of wheel around. And if you can stay composed, a lot of lanes open up out there. So it's been good.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that third period now. And of course, there was a few times in that game where, you know, we spent a lot of time in the box early in the game and still managed to claw in there. And then early third period, MK gave us that golden opportunity. And I'll ask you both about this, where they had three in the penalty box, including, of course, you know, their player head coach, Tim Wallace. And we really made it count. And it was, you know, excellent to see from a fan's point of view, you know, that we're taking those opportunities. But was there that feeling between the players that, you know, we have to make this count now? This is, you know, the gap, you know, to break through the door and to try and take this game away.
Yeah, definitely. We were in the box a lot that game too. So kind of when that sequence of events happened, we kind of knew that we had to capitalize and that would be the difference maker in the game. So I think it's just about really dialing it in and really focusing when you have those opportunities, because those games will either like make or break the game for you. So I think that's a big reason why we came out with 2 points in that contest.
And Matt, how happy were you with sort of, you know, both the power play and the PK on the night? Because so we spent a lot of time on the PK, and of course, as Brock just said, capitalized on the opportunities when we got them.
Yeah, I'd rather spend less time on the PK, obviously. But look, that's the game, right? I think we play quite hard, so you know we've got guys that, you know, they're going to take penalties. We've spoke about that before, but yeah, we're working on that, trying to, you know, just play hard, but play the right way. Yeah, look, the PK is something that I really do try and, you know, speak about a lot. You know, I like to make sure everyone knows exactly what we're doing on the PK. Because I think special teams in general are, you know, so important now in the game. I think, you know, having a good PK can really give you some momentum, especially with these top teams have, you know, some really, really good PPs. So, you know, you've got to be sure on what you're doing out there. Everyone's on the same page, buying in, blocking shots, making sure we're, you know, sticking to the right lanes and all that. So, yeah, I mean, I've been happy with old PK, to be honest. I think at times, you know, we've had a couple of, you know, semi breakdowns in the on the PK Wednesday night a little bit as well, but generally I think we've looked all right on it. The PP, look, that's you know, I guess it's probably the main reason I signed a lot of these players for that reason. Brock, obviously, you know, big Broccoli back there, he's just out there just doing stuff. So look, I think for me, our PP is the key to, you know, to our season being as successful as I want it to be, or I think it's going to be. You know, Sunday was a little bit of an off night, but you could look at it both ways. Like, the goalie had, you know, I mean, we know now, like, 60 shots, I think it was, and, you know, he just had a night. That's just the way it goes. You know, but the timing was off a little bit at times on the PP. We just had a few, you know, sort of not breakdowns, but just times when I feel like, you know, we could have dialed in a little bit better. But yeah, look, overall, our percentage has been really good to start the year, and I think, you know, again, like I say, with what we have out there and the guys in the positions that we've got, it's yeah, it's really dangerous. It's a good PP when we get it snapping, and you know, even the second PP's, you know, it's just can be just as effective as well. So yeah, it's like I say, a lot of the what we work on during the week, it does, you know, a lot of it revolves around that PP, PK, you know, and just to get the timing right, and just so, you know, the guys know when they're out there that, without thinking that, you know, Brock knows where Emil is and Bobby is, and we've got, you know, that support in the bumper there of Bobby, and, you know, it's look, they've got all the tools out there to make it happen. So, you know, sometimes you have to let them find their own way as well, and let them have the freedom to play, you know, under some structure, but, you know, they're good enough players to, you know, to make it happen. So, yeah, I've been really, really happy with it, but also, you know, expecting, because that's a lot of it. Again, what I said before is a lot of this team was built around that PP. So, yeah, it's, yeah, we've got work to do. Look, you know, we've 100% started, you know, pretty good. Of course we have, but, you know, there's still times in them games, you know, we don't want to be battling back every night. And that, you know, we saw a different game on Sunday, and I said to the lads before the game and probably after it, like, this is what you're going to see in this league, that teams, two imports down, come in and do a job. You know, might not be as skilled as we are, or, you know, as deep, but, you know, when guys work hard and play the right way and make it difficult, it can be a tough night. So, yeah, we've got to find a way on them nights to, you know, to get it done. So, obviously, the PP is a huge part of that.
Of course. Just before we move on to maybe a little bit more on the Telford game, we got to mention, it was probably written in the stars for it to happen, of course. 5-4 up, about a minute to go, 6-4. Who else was going to score the empty netter? I mean, it was great to see him get his first of the season, wasn't it? It was coming, you know, he had multiple assists on the board already. It was great. And, you know, Bobby didn't sort of hold back from showing it to the MK fans, is he? Bobby's Bobby. We knew it was coming.
Yeah, he was fired up for that game. Bobby, there's no, you're never lacking in firing Bobby up. But no, I was happy for him, because it was, without him admitting it, there was a lot of pressure on him in that game. Obviously, he's made that move, you know, to come home, and look, he's left a big club, and, you know, I think he wanted to make a statement, and yeah, it was great that, you know, he got to, I've never seen him skate so fast. He didn't move that quick all game, and then he just sprinted away, potted it in. So
I think the knee slide was as much of a statement as he needed.
Yeah.
A few MK fans talking about that one online. Last thing before we talk, Telford, Brock, of course, there was a, from what I've heard from Callum and Andy and those guys, who went, it was a very loud, a small but loud section of Seahawks fans at MK. How important is it when those guys sort of go down there on a Wednesday night and cheer you all the way to the final?
Yeah, that's just awesome to see. It's crazy those guys making that 3 hour trip, and you love to see it, and it definitely helps you out when you're down in the game and you hear your fans cheering you on. It kind of makes you feel a little more at home. So it's real nice to see, and just love to see the commitment out of those guys.
Brock, I'm coming back to you, and Matty's already spoke a little bit on the Telford game, but it was a strange one because at times, you know, all the momentum was with us, but we were maybe it was just a second off, wasn't it? You know, the pass is not quite hitting the tape. Things like, you know, inches here, inches there. You know, little second delay. It was one of those. It was 95% there, wasn't it? But just a frustrating one.
Yeah, definitely, it's tough, and like you said, 95% doesn't cut it when you're playing against some of the better teams in this league. Yeah, we're just a couple passes off, and on the power play, got out a tough time going too. So it was just a tough game overall, and it was tough. We couldn't get that win in overtime. I think, same with the like other shootout win against Swindon, I think we could have got that done in overtime as well with this one in overtime. So I think we just have to have a little more sense of urgency and really just bear down when we get in those tight situations.
In terms of 3v3, of course, well, we normally say it's quite rare. You know, you only get a few overtime games a year. It might be every week at the Hull Ice Arena. Matty certainly hopes not. But the 3v3, is it something you do practice much, or is it more of a, you know, is that all just on the night, you know, put the guys together who've got chemistry and just let them flow?
No, we definitely practice that a little bit. It's kind of the game within the game, I feel like, and something a lot of teams I don't think practice enough, because it's definitely a big key to have, and you can tell if a team's good on 3-on-3 or not just by the way they move the puck and keep possession with it. So definitely a big part of the game and getting bigger, I think, almost every year with the close matchups.
Of course, and Matty's alluded to it already, but Brad Day, of course, I think it was in regular time plus, well, regular 60 minutes plus the overtime, not including the penalty shots, 54 saves on 56 shots. Sometimes you just think, of course, you hit the iron a couple of times as well. There was one where Day was just sort of sprawled across, you know, the ice. I think it was somewhere in the back of his pad. Didn't have a clue where it was. Sometimes a goalie has a day and it's not your night. Was it a case of one of those, or do you think that even despite, you know, Brad Day's heroics, if we'd have just been a bit sharper, you know, that'd have been a different story?
No, I feel like whenever you have a player, a goalie in this case, you kind of just have to tip your cap to the performance he has there. And like you said, a couple crossbars, a couple posts. If we had the bounces going our way, it could have been a lot different game. And I think if we just have a little more net front presence and just take away his eyes, I don't think he's making all 50 saves or whatever he did, but definitely a good game by him.
And of course, Matty, we did say, I think I texted on Wednesday night on the way back from MK. Who wants a first period lead? You know, your answer was me. You know, quite brutal, but honest. I appreciated it. Of course, the guys managed to get that. Was it a better first period performance, do you think? Was it sort of a little bit more switched on from the beginning? Of course, no bus legs. Bit of a strange one with the delay, of course. You know, we were half an hour delayed at the Hull Ice Arena as well. Always throws a little bit more into the mix.
Yeah, you know that you know I've been thinking about it past couple of days. I don't think that helped. You know, the boys obviously prepare for that sort of time, and it doesn't help. But look, it's part of the game. You know, you got to be professional about it and just get ready. And whenever the job needs to be done, then you know you get ready for it. I think, you know, I've literally just been watching the first period before we come on here, and you know, look, we look the better team. There's no doubt. We're forechecking hard. We are retrieving the puck well. We are creating pressures. But you know, Brock just said it there, and you know, I must say it every day to these boys. Like, you know, at times, and I know you watch the game now, especially the NHL. Now it's starting again. You know, them guys, they're so smart out there. Like, you know, it's not just about the nice players and the pretty players. Like, the majority of the game, especially in the NHL, is just guys being in front of the net. And it's not just about being in front of the net. It's actually about taking the kick the goalie's eyes with. The goalies are too good now. Like, the, you know, if a goalie can see a shot, unless it's an absolute perfect shot, like, they're going to save it. And this is the, you know, we do use the points a lot in the way we play. And at times we've been really good getting net front, but we haven't, you know, we've only scored maybe one or two like tipping goals, or, you know, something around that the net that's just sort of bounced in, or, you know, and I think we need more of that. I think we, you know, we've not had enough of them, and we've got really good D men up there as well that can, and I've said this before, but Brock Deck and even Stubbs at times can move well laterally, and Baz is just flying about out there. But like, it's just one of them things that, you know, it's trying to get into these lads that's what's needed. And like I said before, in games like that, then, you know, them little moments and them little areas that you need to, you know, sometimes it ain't happening where it's, you know, a pass back door and it's a one-time goal. Sometimes it just doesn't work like that. And I said before the game, you know, about Telford, and, you know, I honestly, they are the, for me, Tommy Watkins is the best coach in the league in general, just because of what he does with, you know, his budget and the players that he has there. You know, I'm looking at the game here, and it's, you know, you got Sam Watkins, his son, who's, I think he's 20 years old. You've got Luca and Jack Watkins, his actual younger brother, and playing against Bobby Young, Bobby Chamberlain, Finlay Ulrich. You wouldn't, that matchup doesn't sit. You know, we should dominate that. And they was dominating, and that's a thing, but, you know, you got to get it done, right? That's the game. And that at times it takes that someone to just go in front and be, you know, difficult to move and just literally take the goalie's eyes away. Brock just said it. It's key. And yeah, we learned the hard way Sunday that we left it too late, and that's the game.
Okay, I say we'll move on now to next Sunday. Of course, well, actually, before we talk about Sunday, this week's schedule, what's it looking like? Of course, it's our first week since, well, first week of pre-season, without a midweek game. Do you get an extra rest day in there thrown in, or is it, you know, are we working a lot on the ice during the week? Of course, you get that opportunity to just really focus on a few things with extended time, don't you?
Yeah, we've got ice tomorrow morning. The lads will be on for a good hour, probably an hour and a half. Just, you know, tomorrow's more of a skills session and working on, you know, their individual side of the game and what they need to work on. It is things like that, like getting in front of the net and working on tips and, you know, working on your edges, moving your body the right way, and just getting back on the ice, first one back. And then, yeah, Thursday we'll be in the gym, and then on the ice. Thursday is a tough one for us. We literally get 45 minutes on the ice, so it's a bit of a rushed one. And, you know, I'm trying to get as much work in as I can without, you know, impacting the next day if we had a game Saturday. But tomorrow, you know, we'll get a bit more work done because we've got out there longer. And then Friday, again, we don't play Saturday, so we do get a bit more time on Friday. So again, Friday will be a tough session. And, you know, last week, I think practices as well has been at times really good. At times we've just off the ball at times. And that's another thing we really want to dial in. You know, it's difficult when these guys work and they're coming in late and stuff like that. And it's not their fault. It's just the way this league is. And, you know, that for me, it's tough for me to manage that because, you know, on one hand, I'm, you know, get there on time and we've got a lot of work to do. And then on the other hand, I totally understand that it's their job, right? And you can't force what isn't there. But yeah, it's just part of it. We have to be sort of understanding with it and try and just make the most of what we've got. But yeah, we'll get a good three sessions in this week and some gym work, and The boys will be ready. Look, if I'm being honest, I think we look the fittest team we've played up to now. I don't think anyone has outworked us in terms of, you know, late in the game, we look like we have more legs than everyone. Even MK on their own ice, I felt like they was, even to the third period, they struggled to stay with us. So it's not about that. It's about the details of the game. Now we've done the hard work. We did 2 weeks of, you know, quite difficult stuff. Like, we was in the gym, we was also on the ice quite a lot. We've done that. Now it's refining what we are and making this team as good as, you know, we all think it can be.
Let's move on to Sunday, of course. Home game, home game against the Bees. They are same as us at the moment, 3-1. Of course, we have, you know, 1 point advantage, but a bit early to be looking at, you know, points and league positions for now. But their season so far, they've got a 7-5 win against Peterborough the night after we played them. They then had a overtime win against Telford, 7-6. And then a pretty dominant away performance against Bristol, they won 7-2. And then on Sunday, they lost a close one, 3-2 against the Leeds Knights. They've been a team that have surprised a few people, haven't they, so far, Matty? And to be honest, it's the duo of Dominic Gabay and Marcel Balazs that have really hit the ground running, 13 points each over the four games.
Yeah, like, you know, said already before, you know, they're a good, they look a lot better this year. Obviously, Gabage is, he's been a really good import in this league for a couple of years now. You know, he's been surprising to me, the numbers that Blaz has got. I didn't, you know, notice him a massive amount in Basingstoke, but fair play to him. But yeah, I mean, look, they're coming into our building and I don't really care who they've got. I think, you know, it's about what we have and, you know, we're going to, you know, the lads are going to be raring to go on Sunday. They know they've got, you know, some wrongs to make right, I guess, individually and as a team. So, yeah, it's, you know, I'm not worried about what they have, I suppose. I'm more worried about us and, yeah, we want to win that game.
As a defence for Brock, is it always a fun little battle when some of the top point scorers, I think they are the two top point scorers in the league, come to your rink on Sunday? Looking forward to maybe trying to shut them out. Is it that sort of little mind game already?
Yeah, definitely a little bit of a challenge and just got to be a little harder than, on them and be aware when guys like that are out on the ice, but kind of just treat it like any other game and make it miserable on their top guys.
And so with this sort of 6-day gap between games, Matty's sort of broken down sort of what the on-ice schedule look at for the week. Do you always prefer the longer gap? Would you rather be on the ice more often? Of course, throughout the season, we are going to have one game weeks. We're going to have three game weeks probably after January. Sort of, how do you see it as a player?
It's kind of all the same to me, unless it's like a back-to-back, like a Friday, Saturday night game. There's really, really no difference in my eyes, but I think when you have the longer gap, it's a lot more important to really be crisp on the training days and really, really you make the most of all the time you have. And then obviously doing video or whatever helps in that gap just to stay sharp and get ready for the game.
Okay, Matty, I know you're not someone usually for the stats, but I know there's a few people who do listen who are interested in that sort of thing. And we said last year, of course, you know, point scoring throughout the team, little bit lower than we would have hoped. We've mentioned countless times, you know, some of the issues that affect that sort of thing, but a lot of scoring depth already early on in the season. Bobby's on 10 points. He's absolutely flying. I think there's only four players in the league ahead of him, four or five anyway. Emil's got 6 goals. You know, he's had a cracking start. And Brock, who sat here with us, only 2 players in the league with more assists than you. These guys have all come in pretty sharp, haven't they? It's been a really good start, and it's good to see that it's not just one line really ticking over.
Yeah, again, it sounds quite harsh on that, but I'm not surprised. Like, how can I say it? They're here to do them. That's
what you expected.
They're here to do it, right? I think, you know, these boys, the top boys on our team are, you know, for me, I think they're among the best in the league. And You know, they should be up there. I'm putting that pressure on them. They want that pressure. I think I would want it if I was in their shoes, and I've been in their shoes, and it's, I think it's a good pressure to have. You know, look, I think, you know, without saying it too much, he's here now, but Brock is, you know, for me, he's been unreal the past couple of weeks, and I think he's only going to get better. I said this, you know, the minute we signed him, it was a key one for me, getting him over the line. And yeah, I think he's different to everyone else in this league. There's no one like him. You know, he's got more game than a lot of these D-man can bring, and I think he's going to show that even more every week. And yeah, the rest of them, you know, these top boys, I think Bobby Young, I think, again, he's probably, you know, he would probably want more than he's got up to now, and he's been unlucky at times with his, you know, there's been times in the game where he's dominated and, you know, something's just not quite fell for him. Or, you know, he's maybe been missed out on an assist or something like that. But yeah, it's the game, it'll all come back around, but these boys are too good to not produce, and they know that as well. Like that that's their job. They're here to do that. If they're doing that, then, you know, we win games. You know, I think we saw it quite evident on Sunday that, you know, that top line, you know, Emil, just great goal from him. You know, he was a beast on that play. And I think the top line just didn't quite get it done on Sunday. And I think that's probably, you know, I know every one of them, I speak to them all, and they were all, you know, annoyed at themselves about that. It's not like me telling them something that they don't know already. They know that. Brock knows it. You know, he wants, you know, more on that power play, 3-on-3, whatever it is. Like, that's his game. And yeah, they'll bring it. It's just a matter of time.
But we'll move on to a few questions now. Of course, the first time, Brock, when you joined us on the podcast, he was still a secret at that point. We couldn't really go asking fans if they had any questions for you. But certainly they've got some today. They range from rather normal and Hull-based to weird and wonderful.
God.
So we'll start off with this one's from Jenny. Just asked how you settle into the city. Do you already have a favourite thing about Hull?
I don't know. I've been settling pretty good. Good living situation, living with, I think, three of the other boys. So it's always fun, always lots going on at our house. And yeah, Hull's been great, honestly. There's a bunch of places to eat. I love just how you got a little bit of everything, from kind of the shopping malls to like the marina, a little bit of everything. I wouldn't say I have a favorite spot yet, but I've been probably having a little too many fish and chips, more than that's what's good for me, but can't complain.
Well, this one might link into the fish and chips, because this is from James, and James has asked, have you had chip spice yet, and what's your thoughts on it, if so?
Yeah, I like it. I think it lives up to the hype, honestly. I love it, but still need a little ketchup to go on with it, but that's just signature for me, I think.
And another food one, this one's from Kelly, and this is leading maybe back into the Canadian side of things, is first of all, your opinion on what I think is one of the national dishes of Canada, poutine. And have you found anywhere local that sells it because someone in their family wants to try it?
Yeah, honestly, one of the best. Love some good poutine, nothing better. And I actually went to a Hull FC game with our trainer Tommy and a couple of the guys, and they had like a pulled pork poutine there. So it was pretty similar. It had the pulled pork and gravy and I think some cheese on top of the fries. So I think you guys have variations of it here for sure.
I must say, I rather confused the staff in the Hull Ice Arena Cafe when I asked them for cheesy chips and gravy last Sunday. I think that was as close as we might get to it at the rink, yeah. Anyway. Matt has asked, have you seen the I Love Svek t-shirts? And if so, do you own one or want one?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell Svek yet, but I think we got three on order. So just waiting to get those picked up and then be cutting the sleeves off and be wearing those around the house.
So Sally has asked, how do you find the school's program? Have you enjoyed going into the school so far?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's always good. I mean, it doesn't take much from us to go to the schools, and I know it can make a lot of kids' days. So it's just nice helping out and spreading the word because I know it's not as popular here. So when we get to go out and dress a kid up in hockey gear and let them shoot some pucks around and stuff, I know they like it, and it helps a lot. Definitely if they come to the games too, it's just awesome to grow the fan base and get to meet some of the kids.
So this one's from Carl. Carl recently got into the game and has been came to a few games last year. Matt, you'll be happy with this one with your business hat on. Got a season ticket this year. Works at Reckitt, and they actually bought the season ticket before the sponsorship deal.
Oh, gutted, gutted.
But they've asked in terms
Yeah.
of fighting because their kids absolutely love it when someone drops the gloves. Is that something you actually train for? Do you have any? Is it a mixed martial arts class? Does Matty get the pads out, or is it just a case of if you want to drop the gloves, drop them?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of knows how, but some guys are better than others. I haven't seen it too much this year, but I've definitely been on teams where guys practice, and I know a lot of guys that do boxing and stuff, but it's a lot different when you're on the ice. It's a lot more balanced than it is actually chucking them. So you have to be a little more smart and strategic with just tying guys up and knowing when to throw them and when to shift your body weight and whatnot.
And finally, I'm gonna have to finish this one. It's our favorite. It's Ed again. Ed was the well, Ed is the person behind Viva La Velo, who sponsors I think six of the Seahawks players now.
He knows her. He knows her.
And it was
This
Ed who
is
came.
outrageous,
Yeah,
this one.
it was
Is
Ed who.
this the one? Is this
Yes.
the
So Ed came up with the famous, "Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or a duck-sized horse?" All the way back from episode, I think it was episode number two. I think it was Geordie who got tricked with that one. But Ed wants to know, Brock, would you rather have your brain transplanted into a robot or an animal of your choice?
Oh geez. I'd have to go into an animal, but I don't. Oh, my brain would go inside a seahawk. That's a no-brainer. That's a done deal.
On brand, that Matty. On brand.
Love
And
it. I'm also gonna beat the crap out of a duck-sized horse too, if that was another question. No debate there.
And I think that's the only way to finish episode 20 of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. It's been another fantastic show. Absolute pleasure having you on, Matty, as always. And we've got to say, the second episode, second milestone as well, Brock. I think episode 100, we're going to pencil you in already. But no, thanks very much for joining us again. It's absolutely great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always great talking with you and the mastermind on the bench too. Always good seeing that guy. So thanks again.
Matty's gonna get a shirt with that on now. It's not his new jacket, it's not gonna say coach, it's got mastermind on there.
Oh God,
But that's
barely a
been
mastermind.
but that has been episode 20 of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. Make sure you like, follow, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast from, whether that be YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. And make sure you tune in next week. Episode 21 will be breaking down week three of the NHL national season. And I just hope to have more great laughs with the guys. So make sure you tune in.